Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, thank you for listening into the Zurian Show. I appreciate the fact that we continue to get your listenings, get you listening to our show, and have you as our honored guests and honored listeners every day that we actually present the show and we try to share information to help you grow, help you mature, help you develop, and along the way, of course, also helping ourselves. Because this is therapy for both of us. You know that, right? This is therapy for me, and this is also therapy for you. Hopefully this is good therapy and it isn't too painful, some of the stuff that I'm sharing and saying with you. Today's show was supposed to start a little later, but I was just so excited I had to do it today. I just had to do it today. I had to do it now. I just needed to get it out. You know, I wanted to share this with you. I wanted this information to flow off my lips and into your ears and hopefully spin around in your mind a little bit, hang out there for a bit, and then you take that and the things that you can use, you use. The things that you can't, you discard. But again, I just wanted to get on and get this started because this is something that's really been kind of near and dear to my heart. So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, we are going to go ahead and start the show. Are you growing old right before your own eyes? I mean, really, look at you. Are you the person that you used to be? Do you still have the vigor, the fire, the energy, all of those different things that you used to have? All right, do you still look the same? When you look in the mirror, do you really see you or do you see something that you want to see? If you're not seeing something that you want to see, well, I think that you need to take some action so that you can do something about that. I mean, let's be honest. Who's in control of you? To the best of my knowledge, only you. So with that said, let's look forward and move forward into the things that we want to talk about. Are you growing old right before your eyes? What happened to you? Here's the real question. Why are you letting it happen to you? Are you going to just go out without a fight? I mean, is that really it? You know, is this just a change of season? You know, stop acting like your life is over. Now, mind you, note, I am not saying, you know, go out there and lose your mind and get crazy. Don't become the old guy in the club, you know, with his little foot going around chasing all the young girls. You know, don't become the tigerist that's looking for these young boys and things like that. And, of course, whatever you do, if it comes to male and female cohabitation on any level, make sure that these people are the right age. You know, we need to be 18 or over. And for some of that, you know, we need to way be over 18 and over. Because some of you old guys, listen, those young girls will kill you. Now, some of these older women, I'm sure you could probably handle some of these young guys, but... Guys, come on. You know, let's call a spade a spade. Let's see things as they are, and let's not try to make it into something that it's not. Anyway, you can do this. You know, you can take back your life. You can start appreciating what you see in the mirror and stop accepting it or making excuses as to why you appreciate it. You can change your life. I mean, there's a guy across the street from me. The man's in his 60s, all right? He looks like he's in his 80s. That's ridiculous, okay? Well, that's his choice, you know? If it makes him happy and it trips his trigger, that's a beautiful thing. But I got a feeling that if he truly had his way and didn't have to do any type of work to get the goal, he wouldn't be walking around here like he was 80 years old. He'd be walking around here like he was 25 and living life. You know, retirement does not give you an excuse to sit on your butt and vegetate. What retirement does is it gives you the opportunity to do some of those things that you said you were going to do once you got to the stage, to the age, to the time, once you had the financial capabilities of being able to do those things because now you've got the time to do them. And because you're retired and you're earning money that you didn't actually have to work for because you've saved and done all those other things, now you're supposed to be able to reap the rewards of that time that you spent with your particular job or occupation or whatever you're doing. Unless you're a young man already and you're one of the smarter people that invested wisely and that understood that working for somebody else and not securing your own future while definitely securing theirs was definitely a lose-lose situation. Most people do not fit into that category of the last one that I spoke. Most people will work a job till they're 50, 60, 70, maybe even longer, or working long after that, unfulfilled, unsatisfied, and only being content with what they have because basically they have no other choice. Now, your fitness. Again, I've spoken a couple of times on the body and muscles and things like that. And I've also spoken on the mental aspect of it, the fact of trying to sharpen your saw, you know, keeping your saw sharp so that when you need it to cut something, it cuts through it like butter, not like a butter knife trying to go through a tree. And for some of you guys, you're trying to use a butter knife to go through a tree, where a saw would be more appropriate, you know, or something that would be more in line to cut down something like a tree. Age is the same way. We are all in control of how we age. I mean, again, there's some gene things and some, you know, some things that we get from our parents that we inherit that we can't change. But there's a lot of stuff that we can change. If you remember correctly, I'm sure that I said this before, the body is not necessarily static. Actually, it's not static at all. Neither is your digestive system, any of that stuff. The body is actually dynamic. It will adjust. You will adjust, just like you learn. You know, you didn't learn. You didn't get up one day, pick up a book, and know everything that you know. Some of us forget that. We forget that a lot of our things that we've gotten through life, it's learned things, and it's learned because we've gone through certain patterns. We've seen other people make certain mistakes, and we've learned not to make those mistakes. Some of those mistakes we've made on our own. That's really learning the wrong way. Again, to me, the smartest person is the person that can pick up a book, see a movie, see something on TV, see a play, see whatever, and then take from that experience and learn from it. That's developing. Unfortunately, most of us only look at negative stuff, so the growth potential of trying to develop off of negative stuff is probably pretty low. Why? Because the majority of the things that we're looking at are negative. They're not giving us a negative drive. I mean, excuse me, they're not giving us a positive drive. They're not giving us a positive experience. They're not showing us the rewards of our efforts. So what we'd like to talk about today is not only your physical health, we'd also like to talk about your mental health. We'd like to talk about what you see in the mirror and how what you see in the mirror can change, and it can be changed by you if you will take the initiative to take control and take the responsibility to take control to change it, to make it what you want it to be, to stop settling for the fact that, yeah, well, you know, I'm 50 years old, yeah, well, I'm 60 or I'm 70 or whatever. Actually take control of your life. Actually make it to where what you're doing is going to be a win-win for you and a win-win for everybody that's involved with you. I mean, you know, an older guy that can outrun a younger guy, that's pretty sad for that younger guy. However, everybody expects that younger guy to win. So if you're the old guy and you work up to it and you can dust this youngin, then who's ahead? You are the youngin. Who just learned a lesson? You are the youngin. Now, if you're an older person, or if you're a person that's out of shape, then that means you've got some things that you need to work on. One, if you've been sitting around with a sedentary, you know, not do anything, I've done my stuff, I've paid my dues type of bullcrap attitude, then guess what? You're going to get a bullcrap response, not only from other people that listen to you, but you're also going to get it from yourself. You're going to get it from your body. When you need to do something, when you need to learn something, you're not going to have learned it, or things that you could have already learned. We all need to get off our butts and do the things that we need to do to move forward. It's as simple as taking a walk. It's as simple as opening up a book that's going to teach you something that is useful. All right? Again, the latest vampire books are probably not going to teach you a whole lot. Okay? The latest sitcom is probably not going to teach you a lot. The latest comedy, it's a good recreation, but it's probably not going to let you see much. I mean, think about it. When you watch something on television or in the movies and it's funny, why is it funny to you? It's funny to you because it brings back a reference of something that you know or somebody you know that was silly, stupid, or ridiculous, and it just made you reminded you of that incident. But a lot of us don't seem to learn from that incident. You know, we don't take that information and roll with it and use it for our growth and our development. And that's what we need to do. Makeups, potions, lotions, all of those things are garbage, okay? I'm not saying that you shouldn't lotion, especially if you're a dark-skinned person, okay? Ash will get you. But anyway, what I'm talking about is I'm talking about preparing yourself for the world outside, all right? To me, you want to know what a house is? A house is a big coffin. Yes, I want a big house. I want the biggest house that I can have. I want to be able to do the things I want to do in it. I want it to be comfortable, and I want it to have all the bells and whistles. However, that doesn't mean I want to stay in it every day of my life. It doesn't mean you go from one building, which is your work, to another building, which is your home or apartment, and then you vegetate in there. You need to go outside. You need to breathe fresh air, well, as fresh air as we can find, all right? You need to get some exercise. You need to give your body some stimulus, not just stress. Most of us are dealing with stress on a regular basis. I recently talked with or communicated with one of my cousins. And my cousin's a young guy, him and his wife, they don't have any children. And, you know, I presented an opportunity to him. Okay, he said that the opportunity wasn't for him. But he's a young guy, so I understand what he's saying. And he's happy doing what he's doing. You know, he's up in the New York area. He's, you know, he's working for a telco company. And he's got a beautiful wife. You know, he's in great shape physically out there. And, you know, in his mind, he's got a lot of youth on his side. He doesn't necessarily, and maybe he does, I'm assuming, he doesn't really realize that by starting his own thing while doing what he's presently doing, he could be adding to his ability to be able to do more of the things he already loves to do later on in life. Why? Because now he's got the finance and doesn't have to put the time in. You know, and again, this is a young cousin who is physically active. You know, he's in great shape. I mean, this guy does a little bit of everything, and him and his wife do everything. And like I said, right now they don't have kids. So their number one concern is themselves. The only people that they have to worry about is themselves. Now, they're the opposite of the average young couple that I see nowadays. You know, you get couples that make good money, and yeah, they go on vacations, but outside of that little vacation, they don't really interact. You know, outside of going to drink and do stupid stuff, you know, besides the fact that they have a good job, they don't really do anything to better themselves. They're not physically active. Now, mind you, my cousin is very physically active. So it's a little bit different. So what I was trying to explain to him is that, you know, if you diversify yourself along with the skills in which you've acquired, then what happens is that in the end, you'll have a lot of money. But unfortunately, my cousin is trapped. He's trapped, or as Mr. Brown would say, he's stuck. He's stuck thinking that because, you know, he can work X amount of days and he has a relatively good job, you know, that means something. However, most of us don't realize that that means nothing. Now, I don't know about his savings or anything like that, but a lot of that means nothing because guess what? A job can end at any time. Okay, you can get let go for just about any reason, especially if you work for private industry. And if you don't work in a right, and if you work in a right-to-work state, I mean, your boss can just come in today and say we're done, or your department can shut down, and there's no job for you. So he wasn't truly understanding. He was talking about the fact that he really doesn't like this and this because of this, and none of the things that he gave me really applied, and to me were really good excuses. But that's my opinion, not his. I'm not saying that he's wrong, but what I'm saying is that 20 years from now, if I get the chance to revisit him, if I'm still around, and I should be, you know, he may sing a different tune. However, 20 years will have passed. But on the other hand of that, this kid is definitely living his life, and he's having a good time. And again, like I said, he's got his whole life ahead of him. For all of you people that aren't physically active, let's get physically active. Let's get out there and let's start doing the things that we need to do. For all of you ladies that like to go get your hair done and your nails done and all of that stuff, how about getting your body done? And I'm not talking about going to some salon and sitting down and somebody massaging you and lotioning you and playing with your toes and all of that. I'm talking about you getting your actual muscles in gear. you actually using your body. Your body is a tool. It is a machine. It is a finely honed, finely tuned machine, except most of us don't do anything to it. We don't put oil in it. We don't. All we do is want to put gas in it, put our butts in it, step on the gas, and go. All right? We're not cleaning the windshields, and your body is like that. We need to clean the windshields. We need to oil things. We need to check the nuts. We need to check the bolts. All right, we need to check the seals and make sure the seals are okay. We need to take care of it. We need to take care of the upholstery, take care of the wiring, make sure that we've got it in the correct condition. That's why some people put their cars in a garage, all right, compared to some people that leave it outside. Perfect example, Arizona. If you live in Arizona and you have a dark-colored car and you leave it outside, it is going to be bleached. Okay, why? Because the sun and the heat in Arizona, that dry heat and that hot sun will bake the paint off your car, especially if it's a dark-colored car. Well, it's the same thing with you. If you don't take care of you, if you don't do the proper maintenance on yourself, if you don't give yourself a proper run, you know, it's like putting substandard gas in your car. Most of us are putting substandard gas in ourselves. What's the gas? It's the foods we eat. What should I say? The lack of real foods, because most of us don't really eat real foods. We eat garbage. We eat junk. I'm a victim of this myself. You know, my kids call me, or my wife calls me, the cookie monster. I love cookies. However, I do a lot of exercising between martial arts, self-defense, women's self-defense, just hanging out, running around with my children, things like that. I'm a pretty active person. I wish I was even more active, and if I had the free time to be, I would be. So if anybody out there is looking to give me a few million dollars, listen, I promise you I will put it to great use, all right? I will have a bang-up time, and I will help as many people as you would like me to help with that money. So again, if there's anybody out there with a few million that they'd like to give to Zurian on the Zurian Show, please, please, feel free to do it, and I promise you I will represent you and your money well as I live a beautiful, fantastic, and outstanding life while, again, assisting with whatever it is, the goals that you have, because guess what? If you'll help me live my dreams, I'll be more than happy to help you live yours. I mean, right now I'm trying to help you live yours for free. Why? Because I'm sharing this information with you. Again, books, library, great place to get books and learn different things, videos, all right, things like that you can pick up for nothing. You can go on YouTube and see different videos that can help you with different things, different self-help, things like that. If you have cable TV, they have free exercise and other developmental things on there. Travel. Ladies and gentlemen, get out of your backyard. Go see someplace more than 50 miles, more than 100 miles from where you live. Enhance yourself. Try to learn a different language. You know, they've got a whole bunch of different tapes and other presentations where you can also grow. Back to the makeup thing. Ladies and gentlemen, getting your hair done does not mean anything. If you are still a fat, lazy son of a goobity-gobbity, you are still a fat, lazy goobity-gobbity, even after you get your hair done, even after you get your nails done, even after you get the creamed and the primped and all of that stuff, okay? Again, I've said this before. If you want Denzel Washington or you want, what's his name? God, dog, I can't think of it. Vin Diesel. Then, ladies, guess what? You need to be a Halle Berry, you need to be a Celine Dion, or whatever particular woman is considered hot these days, all right? Watching and reading about them and not doing anything to do it, to get yourself in that position is definitely not going to help you out. And please understand that most of these people, they have coaches, mentors, gym people that work with them, physical therapists, acupuncturists, all of these different people that make them look good. I mean, if you look at some of these people outside of the screen, you may not even recognize them. Why? Because some of that is makeup. That's part of the glitter and the glory of being rich and famous on television and what have you. But again, we are talking about you. We're talking about getting you active, getting you moving, and getting you to develop to become the person that you need to become. This is as simple as some simple crunches, some simple push-ups, things like that. Most of us need to work out at least 3 days a week, all right? Doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, knock-down, drag-out type of competition. Also, you need to take it slow, because if you hurt yourself, guess what? Your chances of continuing on that program is probably nil to none. All right, we need to drink water. We need to hydrate ourselves before we exercise. And hydrating yourself before you exercise is not drinking, you know, a gallon of water an hour before. To get hydrated, you need to take in a certain amount of water every day so that by the time you get to the point where you're going to do that exercise, your body is already hydrated. If you're drinking more water, you're just drinking more water because you want more water. Your body is hydrated. There's a saying, if your urine is yellow, you're pretty dry, fella. You know, if it's clear, you're good to go. We need to hydrate. We need to get vitamins and minerals into our bodies. When I say vitamins and minerals, everybody talks about, yeah, well, you know, I take this vitamin, I take that vitamin. But I never hear anybody talking about the mineral intake. Well, guess what? Without those minerals, those vitamins are not working to their full potential. Also, are the vitamins and minerals that you're taking, are they vitamins and minerals that your body is actually grabbing from? If you're taking vitamins and minerals, and those vitamins and minerals have one of those little, I guess I call them the little safety caps on top of them, as in they sealed that vitamin in something, right, to keep it fresh, to keep it from spoiling, things along that nature. Now, if I take a particular vitamin and I ingest it, and that vitamin doesn't dissolve in my stomach so that my body can pull out the nutrients that are in that tablet is doing me absolutely, positively no good at all. In order for that vitamin to work for us, it has to be something that the body can digest, and then the body can start to metabolize the minerals that are in there as quickly as possible, because it's not going to sit there forever. It's going to go through your digestive tract, all right, and then it's going to come out. You need that vitamin to have dissolved and broke down so that you can get the thing that you're taking it for. If you can't do that with your vitamin, and to do that, your vitamin needs to either be water-soluble if it's a pill or tablet, all right, or it needs to be chelated. Chelated and water-soluble means that once it hits water, it's going to break down. It's not going to stay in its little coating. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, take some type of pill that you may take and drop it into a glass of water. How long does it take for that pill breaks down and turns into its powdery substance or until it's gone? If you drop something in a glass of water, you stir it around, and then you come back an hour later or 10 minutes later and it's still a solid pill, then that means that's something that your body probably isn't going to be able to break down in time enough and get metabolized into your body so that you can use it. All right, chelated. What a chelated is going to do, or ionized, is it's going to be something that your body recognizes not as a foreign substance, but as something it needs, as something it needs to grab a hold of, because it's a mad race to grab stuff. It's a mad race for your body to grab the nutrients that it needs. That's why some of us crave weird things. It's usually the fact that our body is looking for a particular mineral or looking for a particular substance, and it's craving that thing because it knows instinctively that that thing can give it what it needs, can give it what it needs. You need to give it fuel that it can use, not fuel that's empty, all right? Not fuel that doesn't have the qualities and the factors that are going to help your body to grow and mature. You know, I'm constantly on my son about eating the proper food. Unfortunately, my son is somewhat like me. He doesn't like to eat. However, he's got a lot wider variety than I had when I was his age. So I'm trying to get him to eat because he's at that time where he's going to have those growth spurts. And I want his body to have the fuel that it needs so that when it hits those growth spurts, his body is going to be able to generate all of the things to his muscles, to his bones, to his veins, to his cells that it needs so that he can grow and develop, and also keeping him from having health problems later on in life because he wasn't properly he didn't have the proper nutrient in him, you know, when he was growing and developing, so it puts a shortfall on him. It's the same thing for you. Now, you people that drink, there's absolutely nothing wrong with drinking or social drinking. I mean social drinking, not drinking to excess. There's nothing wrong with that. Have a good time. It's a release. And sometimes it actually may help to flush your system. The problem is that when you're taking in too much alcohol too often, okay? You know, I have another person that I know constantly drinking. This gentleman's been to AA 3 or 4 times. He's got serious problems. And there's really not much that I can do about that because, again, it's up to him. But it's also up to you. It's up to you to hydrate yourself. It's up to you to put the proper food in you. It's up to you to put the proper minerals inside your body. It's up to you to educate your mind and develop and grow your mind and use the muscles that are inside you. It's up to you to work on your problem solving. It's up to you to look in the mirror and understand that you can retain a lot of the old you if you will give yourself a chance and stop making excuses as to why you can't exercise, why you can't do this, why you can't do that. Understand that life is all about opportunity, and a lot of us throw opportunity away because we refuse to step outside of our comfort zone. We refuse to do something new. We refuse to learn something new. We refuse to develop. And that's it, really, in a nutshell. We refuse to develop. We refuse to grow. Okay, why does wherever you live, every year you have to go get your car inspected. Well, how many times do you get yourself inspected? How many times do you go to the doctor? How many times when you feel a pain or something like that, you just ignore it? Or you throw some aspirin on it or some other type of non-aspirin product on it to relieve it. You put some type of pain reliever on it. You know, maybe that's your body telling you that you need to make some adjustments. Maybe it's your body telling you that it needs a tune-up, you know, that it's due for maintenance and there's some things you need to do. Now, I'll be honest, I am not a big fan of holistic medicine. I am more of a fan of holistic medicine. However, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes holistic medicine is necessary. You know, sometimes it is greatly needed. But if you're not getting the things that you need to get done, if you're not getting, you know, if you're not willing to take care of you, then how could you possibly be there to take care of somebody else? You know, and that's another key factor. Life, you get one shot at it. That's it. You don't get a redo. You don't get a replay. All right? This isn't the videotape. You need to get out there. You guys that like to watch football, basketball, baseball, all of those different sports, and hockey, you need to get out there and play. Okay? Basically, look at it like this. If you're going to watch 10 hockey games, you need to play at least 6. Okay? If you're going to watch 10 basketball games, you need to play at least 7. Okay? Balance out your life. Don't sit it as a voyeur, all right? Voyeurs get arrested, okay? Don't spend your life as a legal voyeur. Get out there, get active, do the things that you need to do, take care of yourself. Ladies, stop worrying about your hair and start worrying about your health. Stop worrying about whether your nails are done and start worrying about your health. Start worrying about your physical body. Start worrying about doing the things that you need to do to make you really sexy, not made up sexy. You know, you want to get your extensions and all of that done, that's great. But guess what? If your body health is a 2, I don't care what the outside looks like, you are a 2, okay? You're not a 2, you're just a 2 dressed up to be a 10, okay? Guys, same thing for you. You got a whole bunch of muscles, but you got a whole bunch of health issues. Guess what? If your health is a 2, you're a 2. Okay? If your mentality, here's another one that everybody needs to listen to. If your mentality is a 2, you're a 2. I don't care if you look like a 10. You're a 2. Can't change that. You're also not fooling anybody. Eventually, guess what? You're going to be discovered as a 2, a hard-charging, dedicated 2, all right, and not that 10 that you're trying to make yourself out to be. All right, the fact that you're a good dancer, a good talker, a schmoozer, what have you, means absolutely nothing. And ladies, we also need to get you to respect yourselves. Stop dating these losers. Stop looking for somebody based on things that really mean absolutely nothing in the scheme of things. All right, the world is about a lot of things, and most of us are looking at all of the wrong ones. All right, I'm not saying that anybody's perfect, especially me, but what I'm saying is that there's a lot out there for you, but you also have to expect a lot from yourself before you can expect a lot from others. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, I hope that this show was good. And again, are you getting old before your eyes? Are you going to be the person that you need to be? Can you run a mile? All right, can you walk a mile? Can you do 10 push-ups? Any of those things. Something to think about, something to consider. Something that if you can't do those simple things, you probably need to go ahead and work on and develop. Again, thank you very much for listening to The Zurian Show today. Read some books, pick up some videotapes, pick up some DVDs, go online, do some research, and then take action. Don't just talk about it. Do it. Move forward. Move your life forward. Move your body forward. And move yourself forward. Thank you very much, everybody, and I want everybody to have a great, wonderful day and have an awesome and fantastic life. Because guess what? You're worth it, you deserve it, and you should have it. No question. So this is Zurian out.
Yeah. I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cam'ron and Bill O'Reilly going at it.